When opioid users end up in the hospital, doctors often treat their immediate medical issues and send them out with information on long-term treatment. The problem is that in the time it takes to get into treatment, patients will often start using again. A new statewide initiative is trying to close that gap by implementing a hospital program called the Warm Handoff. WBEZ's Miles Bryan visited one Chicago hospital to see the program in action.
It's pretty common at St. Bernard Hospital on Chicago's South Side for patients to just show up needing help with issues related to opioid abuse. It happened when I was there about a week ago, chatting with some staff.
That's a walk-in that I have next door right now. He walked in this morning, but he walked in coming to the ER for withdrawals.
This is Mr. Gator.
Hey, what's up?
Come on in, Mr. Gator.
I'm Miles.
Herschel Gator was 2 days off heroin and feeling rough. He was sweating and his eyes were dark. But he was something else, too, determined.
I'm tired of hurting like this, man. I have a daughter, you know, I just, for these last couple of years, I haven't even been, like, really paying them no attention lately, you know, just spending all my money. And
you missing her?
Yeah.
Gator says he's done this before, showing up at a hospital to get detoxed. But after a few days, he checks out and falls back into using.
They tell me, like, they go to the outpatient programs, which I really didn't never really do. And that's what kind of got me back going.
This gap between initial detox and long-term treatment is what the Warm Handoff program is designed to fix. Here at St. Bernard, Warm Handoff means that when Gator is done with detox, he'll be discharged straight to a recovery support worker who is stationed in the hospital. That person will help Gator get enrolled in a rehab program and start a daily dose of methadone to quell his body's craving for heroin. St. Bernard is one of the 12 Illinois hospitals that already have the program up and running. Most of those got started through federal grants the state started receiving in 2017. 8 more hospitals in Illinois are currently working to get Warm Handoff set up. St. Bernard Dr. Hilton Gordon says the program is a big change from how things used to be.
The patients actually kept coming back to the detox unit. The recidivism rate was extremely high.
Gordon also works for Family Guidance Center, the recovery group that partners with the hospital for its Warm Handoff program. He says that high recidivism rate was a missed opportunity because it means people like Gator weren't getting into long-term treatment at the moment they felt most ready, after checking into a hospital and getting the drugs out of their system. Gordon said the revolving door was dangerous, too, because users coming out of detox often don't realize their tolerance to heroin or other opioids has fallen.
If we don't do something with the patient immediately, the increased chance of overdosing is there.
We wanted to make sure that there was sort of a safety net in place to ensure that they are receiving services after they're released from the hospital.
Danny Kirby is the director of Substance Use Prevention and Recovery at the Illinois Department of Human Services. That safety net seems to be working. According to state numbers, 75% of the people who have gone through the Warm Handoff program so far have actually begun treatment. Still, Kirby says the program has felt some growing pains. It can be difficult to keep hospitals staffed with rehabilitation specialists through the night, for example. And in some places, it's hard to obtain opioid addiction medication like methadone.
One of the biggest barriers to people entering these services is this sort of feeling out there that medication-assisted might just be a way of substituting one medication for, you know, another illicit drug, and that's just not the case.
Back at St. Bernard, Herschel Gator wasn't quite ready for long-term treatment, even though he didn't have to leave the hospital to get it. Staff say he checked himself out a few days after starting detox against their advice. But they say if Gator comes back, they'll be there, ready to try and help him find his path to recovery. Miles Bryan, WBEZ News.